Spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
Hi, I'm Phil from the InfoPath team, and today I'm going to show you how to add a map to an existing contact form using our new REST Web Service Data Connection in InfoPath 2010. So before I get going into showing you how to build this form, I'll show you what the final product looks like. So this is my contact form here, and I'll type in an address. So 1 Microsoft Way in Redmond, Washington. And then a map of that address shows up in my form. And what's happening behind the scenes is that as soon as I finish typing in the address of the map, that data gets sent off to a REST web service, which takes that data and returns some GPS coordinates for that location. And those coordinates get fed into the image, to the URL for the map. So now I'll show you how I built that form. So in the InfoPath Designer, I have this form without any of the logic. All I've added so far is the picture, which is going to show the map. And the first thing I'm going to do is add a data connection to a REST web service. I'll paste in the URL for my REST web service here. And the URL will be included in the blog post that accompanies this video. I'll call this geocode. Before I do anything else, I'll convert this to a data connection file because this REST web service is not to a resource on my SharePoint server. All right, so what I want to happen is I want the map to be updated whenever either address or city or state province changes. So to do that, I'll put a few rules on each of these controls. And in InfoPath 2010, we let you copy and paste rules between controls. And we're smart enough about keeping references to the fields that are involved in those rules. Now, for my scenario specifically, I want the rule and its conditions to be exactly the same on each of these controls. So I don't want those smarts. I'm actually going to start by building those rules on a button, and then I'll copy and paste them onto each of the controls. So I'll add a button here. And I'll add a rule with 3 actions. So the first rule action is a change REST URL action. And I'll open up the expression builder here, and I'll paste in an expression that I've already built. And the blog goes into details on how to build this expression yourself. But what it does is it adds the values that are typed into the form for address, city, and state province to the URL for the REST web service. I'll add a second rule action now to query for data. That is to get new data from the REST web service with those new parameters. And I'll add a third action to set the URL for the image of the map. So set a fields value. And I'll set the map to be equal again to an expression. And that expression contains latitude and longitude, which come from the REST web service. So I'll go and I'll insert the field from the response. I want the latitude and the longitude. Now, I also only want this rule to execute if address, city, and state province all have values. So I'll add those conditions to the rule. So I only want the rule to run if address is not blank and city is not blank. And state/province is not blank. Now I'm ready to copy and paste the rule from the button onto each of the controls. So I'll copy the rule onto address, city, and onto state province. And now I don't need this button anymore, so I'll delete it. The last thing I'll do is I'll add a rule to hide the picture if I don't have a URL for the map yet. So that's a formatting rule to hide this control on the condition that map is blank, and map is actually the URL to the map. So now I'm ready to quick publish this form back to the server using quick publish. I'll open the SharePoint list in the browser, and now I'll create a new item in the list. I'll put in the address being the White House in Washington, D.C. And now you see I have a map of the location of the White House. So in this video, I've showed you how to take an existing InfoPath form and add a map to show the address of the location in the form using REST Web Services, which is a new feature for us in InfoPath 2010. Thanks for watching.